of the turkeys for Thanksgiving.
As God is my witness.
After the new news, Seth Rich has a special holiday edition of Timeless Vibes. Tom DiPietro is live in Hudson for the WGXC afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m. And Rob Saffer is in with his Thanksgiving special at 8 p.m. on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Waldholtz of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
With a pep in mind, we kick the nip of beer. Steady as we go, we're flying over trout. Get out on the highway at the speed of light. All I wanna feel now is the wind in my eyes. Second monkey's in my pocket. My sister's ready to go.
Forgotten Geek. You just heard Lemon Demon's version of Idiot Control Now from Mystery Science Theater 3000, their interpretation of a song from Pod People. We'll be getting a whole set of other original artists, songs by the original artists that were featured in various MST movies on this edition of, I guess you can call it, Forgotten Leftovers. Most of this show will be taken up by what I guess we call Forgotten Failures, some songs from the best, I guess you say, the best songs I could find from various infamous albums that are considered artist worst, and in some cases even sank their careers. But we'll be starting off with a little bit of leftovers from my covered up specials. But of course, before all that, we get into Geek Speak. Wish I'd saved that Bat Pat Begins joke for this installment, because the latest villain hidden Matt Reeves' take on Gotham was last seen in the beginning of Nolan's take. The director himself tweeted, John Turturro will betray mob boss Carmine Falcone, last portrayed on the silver screen by Tom Wilkinson. On the opposite side of the DC cinematic realm, Dwayne Johnson tweeted the release date for the decade-plus-long in development Black Adam movie. Shazam's dark counterpart is scheduled to strike December 2021. He then confirmed to comicbook.com rumors that the OG super team, the Justice Society, will play a role. Skipping over to another Earth's Justice Society, Deadline reports Stargirl's upcoming DC Universe show will air a day later on the CW. Business Insider building on that with a claim that she will make her actual debut in next month's Crisis event. Short form platform Quibi will flesh out the behind-the-scenes slugfest behind the eternal question Marvel vs. DC. Greenlight and the Russo brothers produced adaptation of Reed Tucker's book Slugfest, the inside the epic 50-year battle between Marvel and DC. There is a Vulcan saying, rumors of the Star Trek movieverse demise have been greatly exaggerated. Deadline broke that Paramount has begun talks with Fargo and Legion showrunner / would-be Dr. Doom chronicler Noah Hawley to direct a fourth installment of the Abramverse crew. To the relief of many and whinging of the usual, The Mirror broke that Doctor Who will forgo a Christmas special and instead debut its 12th season with a two-parter on New Year's Day. The news of the Whitaker-era sophomore season continued the next day. BBC America confirming rumors perennial would have made good Doctors candidate Stephen Fry and Lenny Henry will guest star. Speaking of confirmed rumors, a trailer released over the weekend did the same, definitely showing the Cybermen are coming back in a big way, and a clip or two lending life to the conjoined rumor of a Mary Shelley-focused episode. The live feed reports an original female Friend of Sci-Fi series is coming. As well, Leslie Mann has signed on to star in Amazon Prime's adaptation of Naomi Alderman's novel, The Power, which illustrates the major changes that come to the world after first all teenage girls, then most women, develop non-removable electrocution powers. Now, starting off a couple songs left over from my earlier covered-up specials, the original versions of songs made more famous through their cover versions. So, here is Ed Bruce with doing the original version of Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. A cowboy ain't easy to love and he's harder to hold. And it means more to him to give you a song than silver or gold. Budweiser buckles and soft-faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you can't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors, lawyers, and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboy loves smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometime won't know how to take him. He's not wrong, he's just different, and his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Don't you let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks.
trapped on a hillside. The battle raging all around. The sergeant cried, we've got to hang on, boys. We gotta hold this piece of ground. I need a volunteer to ride out and bring us back some extra men. And Billy's hand was up in a moment, forgetting all the words she said. She said, Billy, don't be a hero. Say he got a letter that told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Set started off with, let's see, okay, yeah, that set started off with Ed Bruce doing the original version of Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, more made famous by Waylon Jennings, and you just heard Paper Lace doing the original version of Billy, Don't Be a Hero, which was a big hit in Britain, but over here it became a big hit instead for Bo Donaldson and the Hollywoods, and despite its success, is now considered one of the worst songs of that era, even making the top 10 of a Rolling Stones readers poll. So, back to Geek Speak. Disney Multiplex 42 presents Frozen 3 is what you will probably be hearing in several years. The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department are moving to abolish the Paramount consent decrees. The 1948 decision that ended studio ownership of movie theaters. After a two-year sunset period, studios will be able to own theaters again, inflaming fears that non-studio films will be crowded out, with Netflix already taking advantage by signing a long-term lease for the reopened Paris Theater in New York City. So what better way to follow that up but with a sequel-slash-reboot dump? The name on that soon likely to fall off the books law is bringing Axel Foley to streaming. Deadline reporting Paramount has made a deal with Netflix to license Beverly Hills Cop to them for a fourth installment with an optional fifth, and Eddie Murphy continuing his comeback streak on that platform. THR broke that MGM has tapped Little Monsters director Abe Forsyth to plug RoboCop back in, as he now rewrites and plans to direct the requel RoboCop Returns. Suck back in that sigh of relief because Joe Blow, caught within a Variety article on Universal signing Rocketman's director, a Universal Installments movie focused on Renfield, that production company Skybound Entertainment star chairperson Robert Kirkman, creator of The Walking Dead, is also tasked to pulling all those bullets out of an American Werewolf in London's corpse. It's open season on Elm Street. Volley discussing reporting that the Wes Craven estate has begun taking pitches for a revival following their recent recovery of the rights for the first installment, reportedly not only taking film pitches but also discussing a streaming series. Blumhouse and Spectrevision have expressed interest in the Springwood slasher before, and Dr. Sleep helmer Mike Flanagan just threw his singed and beat up hat into the ring. Paramount's digging a little deeper into their IP pile, signing Todd Garner to remake the 1990 Richard Gere, Andy Garcia corrupt cop thriller Internal Affairs. Forget it, Manhunter fans waiting for season 3, it's Chinatown's prequel. David Fincher and Oscar-winning original screenwriter Robert Towne are developing a series for Netflix about young Jake Gets Early days as an investigator. Speaking of towns with bad reps, Legendary has closed a deal with Frank Miller for a live series continuing to wallow in the world of Sin City and are expected to bring in original movie producer Robert Rodriguez. Another star of indie comics making a comeback is Sam Keefe's 90s cult classic Image urban fantasy, The Max, adapted into a well-received MTV animated series. Channing Tatum is signed on to develop with Keith and Vertigo Entertainment a live film or series retelling the story of a homeless man slipping between the real world and an alternate reality called the Outback, where he's a powerful mass defender of his queen, who in the real world is his social worker. Ending with some original content, THR revealed some details on for Paul T. Anderson's next. Still untitled, it will be a 70s L.A. set ensemble focused on a successful child actor. And actually, this just in, or I may be correction, the BBC can't make up their mind, apparently, because now they're saying Doctor Who's new season will start on Christmas. So, into the Forgotten Failures section of this show, we'll be starting off from their the album that sank them. Here is, from Cut the Crap, here is The Clash with Movers and Shakers.
I've been rude to me. Here it comes. I'll let you.
That started, our first set in Forgotten Failures started with Movers and Shakers from The Clash off their album Cut the Crap, which ended their reign as the most important band in the world. And then you heard U2 with Holy Joe, the Garage Mix off of Pop, which didn't sink their career since even before it became the soundtrack for 9/11, All That You Can't Leave Behind was pretty well received. But as we come up to 11:30, here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson, you're listening to Forgotten Geek, and we will continue with Madonna, Nothing Fails, off of her Failure American Life.
I'm in love with you. Not a chance meeting. 'Cause I've climbed the tree of life, and that is why no longer scared if I fall. When I get lost in space, I can return to this place, 'cause you're the one. Such love makes me wanna pray. When I get lost in space, I can return to this place, 'cause you're the one. For the daring young soul who's finally learned to
can stand in our way. And I believe if we learn from the past, we'd say, haven't we been here before? And I believe if we open our hearts, we'd find keys to unlock every door. Dark would turn into light. We'd be strong. We'd be right.
Forgotten Geek here on WGXC. You just heard the set starting with Madonna, Nothing Fails, off of American Life. And then with the second best song I could find off Kilroy, who was here since I already played Heavy Metal Poison, you heard Styx, Haven't We Been Here Before? Who binges The Watchmen? I did, thanks to some personal schedule slip after the first episode, despite it hooking me. And thoroughly recommend it. The TV sequel to the original book is far superior at staying true to the spirit of Dave Gibbons and name removed from credits under threat of Snake God's Revenge, medium, and genre redefining work than the Snyder movie, which I didn't hate, mind you, while telling a new story that reflects our current world situation even with the alternate history angle. Non-spoilery summary is that a major murder in the racial powder keg of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the police have taken to wearing masks themselves after a massacre led by Rorschach worshiping white supremacists, leads new protagonist Sister Knight, and later the former Silk Spectre, into several new conspiracies threatening the peace of a post-squid attack world. Meanwhile, Jeremy Irons as Adrian Ozymandias Veet is, well, that would be a spoiler. Heads up, it's definitely a series you have to pay attention to, since you can never be sure if there's an Easter egg or a hint that you're, or if it's an Easter egg or a hint that you're seeing. Regina King as Sister Knight, Jean Smart as Lori Blake, Tim Blake Nelson as Looking Glass, and especially Lou Gossett Jr. as spoiler omitted, deserve some noms and awards come that season. And though I was already giving him the benefit of the doubt due to the praise the Leftovers got, guess I'll be watching that soon, and his excellent letter about what the original book meant to him, this has definitely absolved Damon Lindelof of past sins in my eyes. Star Trek Into Darkness. And he deserves some recognition as well. I also quite like The Mandalorian, definitely a step back in the right direction of expanding Star Wars after the stumble of Solo. I'm only two episodes in because I'm watching it with a friend, and we're waiting two episodes at a time due to its shorter run times. So, back to Forgotten Failures. We're going, instead of an album that derailed a promising career, or at least provided a major bump in it, we're going to go back to the very beginning, as before House of Pain and What It's Like, Everlast was packaged as a Vanilla Ice wannabe right about the time Vanilla Ice became yesterday's news. So here is his debut single, I Got the Knack.
big check. Ones, fives, tens, and twenties. 100 G's and I'm pulling honey. Left and right, day and night. You gotta see it to believe it. It's quite a sight to roll on my tip. To get a sip of this poetic performance, it's really quick. But I'm out to get paid, not to get late. All across the country, my records get played. Radio stations, clubs, and encores. And after every show, I make 3 encores. 3 for me now. For my time will come. Step up, place your bet, and I'll serve your portion. But first I must issue just one word of caution. Don't lyric presentations on my soul notoriety. Everlasting's on the rise, moving through society. My voice is moist, reciting choice vocals, respected worldwide, and feared by locals. Popping junk out your punk mouth, making bets. It's too late for regrets.
Watch your mind, watch it out the door.
Okay, that last set started off with Everlast, I Got the Knack, his debut single before he joined House of Pain, and set on his path to becoming a double one-hit wonder. And then you heard Fire in the Hole off Van Halen's third album, a.k.a. the one with Gary Cherone, that ended their time as metal hard rock kings. So, going into our last set and getting out of the musical failures into some cinematic failures, we'll be playing a set of songs from movies featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000 since Turkey Day is coming up. So, starting off with Jamie DeFreitas and Barry Hodgson's World War II Boy off of Zat, a.k.a. Blood Waters of Dr. Z.
California land.
is setting in. Our last full set comes to a stop. Started off with Jamie DeFreitas and Barry Hodgson, World War II boy from Zat, a.k.a. Blood Waters of Dr. Z. Then Gizmonic Temp covered California Lady, originally from Track of the Moon Beast. And you just heard Shadows from Squirm, the next to last episode of the original MST run. Robert Prince composed the soundtrack, and Hal Hackaday is credited as lyricist, but I've never been able to find any information on who sang it. So, thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek today. This has been your host, Corey. Be back in a couple of weeks. Until then, we'll go out with one more Forgotten Failure bit. Oasis, My Big Mouth, off of Be Here Now, and probably hear most of A.B. Baker's The Web from The Brain That Wouldn't Die, Mike Nelson's first episode on MST. Have a good afternoon and a happy Thanksgiving.
digit.